Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. My name is Alan, and with me today is Jane.
It's a gorgeous day in Oregon, USA, and we are so happy that you're joining us on Supreme Master Television. Today, we would like to share with you a recipe for cranberry almond biscotti. It is great with coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or just a snack by itself.
Jane, did you know that biscotti originally came from Italy?
Really?
Yes, and it's been popular since ancient times. Its name literally means twice baked, and it was used by Roman soldiers and travelers because it could be stored for such a long time. In the United States, it usually refers to an oblong hard cookie or biscuit, and is often dipped in tea or coffee. Traditionally, biscotti was flavored with almonds because almonds were plentiful in Italy, but they can be flavored with many other things, such as dried fruit, nuts, spices, chocolate, and anything else. You're only limited by your imagination.
Well, let the fun begin. For the dry ingredients, we have here 400 grams of pastry flour or all-purpose flour, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 quarter teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 half teaspoon of salt. For sweetener, we use 100 grams of organic cane sugar.
The wet ingredients includes 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 4 tablespoons or 60 milliliters of vegetable oil, 4 tablespoons or 60 milliliters of soy milk, 30 grams of pumpkin puree, and 100 grams of vegan sour cream. And in our area, we use a brand called Tofutti.
Last but not least, these are 100 grams of dry cranberry, 100 grams of roasted, or you can use raw almond. Well, we are now ready to prepare the dough. Well, Alan, would you like to cream the sugar with the wet ingredients?
Yes, let's start. I'm going to start by adding the vanilla extract.
I'm going to hand you these bowls.
And then I'll take the spatula.
Oil. And I have the pumpkin puree right there.
Okay.
And this is a vegan sour cream?
Yes.
This is organic cane sugar.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to mix it up. I'm setting it on low to mix it.
So in baking, basically, the first step usually we cream the sugar. It means that you combine the sugar with the wet ingredients. Basically, this step is to dissolve the sugar so that all the granules will kind of melt together. In the meantime, I'm gonna combine the dry ingredients. This is the baking powder, baking soda, salt. I'm gonna use the handle of the spatula and mix it thoroughly. We're going to turn this off, and I'm going to show you the mixture. It's very creamy. Now, we're going to turn on the blender again, slow speed. This is a soy milk. So in this recipe, I have 60 milliliters of soy milk. So I'm going to slowly pour it in. You don't want the dough to be too dry or too wet. And so this is the right amount. You can see that the dough is not, it's kind of coming together and it's not sticking to the bowl, or the bowl, the lining of the bowl too much. Another thing I want to mention is that you don't want to over mix the dough because it's going to be very sticky and it's going to be chewy. Biscotti or biscuits or cookies, you want it to be kind of soft and crispy. So the last two ingredients are cranberry and almond. I like to use roasted almond because I like the crunchiness of it. And you know, with nuts, when you roast, it brings out the flavor. Some people like to have raw nuts, and that's perfectly fine too. So almond, cranberry, Now this, I'm going to turn it on a little faster and get all the nuts and the cranberry into the dough. So you know when it's ready, when all the nuts and the cranberry get incorporated into the dough, there isn't any left in the bottom of the bowl. That's what I meant. I think this is a nice consistency, Alan. It's not too wet, not too dry, and I think it's going to come out really well.
It looks perfect.
Yeah. Well, Alan, I think we are ready to roll the dough. So I'm going to go ahead and do it, and you want to be the narrator?
Okay. And the first thing that Jane is going to do is place some flour on the table so that the dough doesn't stick to it. And then, after she gets the dough on the table, we're going to divide it into two equal portions. And then each portion will be formed into a log. It's a rectangular shaped log. And each log will be approximately 3/4 inch or 2 centimeters in height.
I'm going to use a rolling pin. You can use your hand, but I think this is a lot easier.
It's always a good idea to flour the rolling pin so that the dough doesn't stick to that.
That's
either.
Right. So you said we divide it in two equal portions.
Two equal portions.
Using a knife.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You can use any edges. I just use a spatula to make it sort of like a rectangular looking log, so when you cut, all the pieces are even or semi-even.
When preparing the baking pan, we like to put parchment paper on the bottom, or you can use wax paper, and then we spray a little bit of cooking oil or vegetable oil, and this prevents the biscotti log from sticking to it after it's baked.
So I'm going to put the logs onto the wax paper. The final touch, basically, make it a little more even.
Well, it's time to bake the biscotti. Jane, could you please put it in the oven for us?
Sure, my pleasure.
We like to bake the biscotti at about 350 degrees for 20 to 25 minutes or until it's light brown.
Well, the reason you want to bake this only light brown because there will be a second baking. If you overbake it, then the second baking will make it more dark. You don't want to do that. So just 20 to 25 minutes would be good enough.
Jane, do you like hot chocolate?
Oh, I love hot chocolate.
Well, let's go make some hot chocolate.
Oh, that's wonderful. We can have it with biscotti later.
We'll be right back. It's been 25 minutes, and I think the biscotti's ready.
I agree.
I'll get it out of the oven. Looks wonderful.
Smells good.
Nice and brown. Light brown, of course.
So after you remove the biscotti logs from the oven, let them sit for 5 minutes before you transferring them to a rack. It's been 5 minutes, and I think the pan is cool enough. Yep, I'm going to put it down on the table. You can just kind of lift the log up using a paper and put them on a cooling rack, just like this. This cooling takes about 10 to 15 minutes, or until the logs are kind of warm to touch. And after that, they're ready to be sliced into smaller pieces.
It's been about 10 to 15 minutes, and the logs have been cooling on the cooling rack. They feel slightly warm to the touch, and I believe they're ready for slicing.
I think so.
Would you like to slice a few, Jane?
Of course. This is my cutting board.
We're going to use a serrated knife because the logs are a little hard, and that seems to work the best. And we usually cut each slice about 2 centimeters wide, or 3/4 of an inch.
So I think the two logs make about 24 cookies, and 2 cookies are about 1 serving. So, you know, I usually have these biscottis with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a cup of coffee and kind of dip it in there. It's so delicious. And sometimes I bring them for lunch. You know, they're so healthy, actually. They have nuts, fruits, and, you know, it's really, and it's not too sweet. It's really, really good.
They're a very tasty snack. They taste great when they're hardened into the log, or when they're softened when dipped in coffee.
So this is what it looks like.
Now that the logs have been sliced, it's time for the second baking. These will be baked for about 7 to 10 minutes at 325 degrees. If you like the biscotti a little softer, then just bake it for less time.
The purpose of this second baking is to dry out the biscotti without browning them too much. The technique is what allows the biscotti to be stored for such a long time. So this is what I'm doing, the cut side down.
Place it in the oven. It's been almost 10 minutes, and we're ready to take the biscotti out, flip them over, and bake the other side.
Ooh, that looks good.
Looks good. And we'll place them on the cooling rack.
So we're going to turn them over. They are dry, but they're not totally brown, because you don't want to over-browning them, because they get really, really hard. So, and this last baking will take about 5 minutes, and that's all.
Well, we baked the second side of the biscotti for 5 minutes, and they're ready to be taken out of the oven. Okay, ooh, they look perfect. Nice and brown.
So we're going to leave the biscotti on the table and let them cool down.
Once the biscotti have cooled, we can start decorating them. We can use melted chocolate or powdered sugar. This, of course, is optional.
What we have here is 1 cup of vegan chocolate chips. You can use either white or dark chocolate. What I usually do is to put this in a microwave. Mm-hmm. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes to melt the chocolate.
Sounds good.
I think the chocolate is melted.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a little hot, so I'm going to put this on a plate. There are 2 simple ways to decorate the biscotti. Well, one way is to kind of drizzle the chocolate on top of the biscotti mm-hmm. itself, or you can just take 1 piece at a time and dip it in. So I think that's what I want to do. This is really melted already. I'm going to show you how soft it is. See? All right. And you can either dip it in, or you can paint on it using a spoon. You let the chocolate side sitting up and let it cool. Mm-hmm. It should take a few minutes, and then once the chocolate is hardened, then it's ready to eat. Well, Alan, do you want to talk a little bit about storage?
Sure. Biscotti can be stored in an airtight container at room temperature for about 2 weeks, and it can be placed in the freezer for up to 6 to 8 weeks.
To prevent freezer burn and also to lock in the flavor, the biscotti first should be wrapped in foil paper before they are placed inside a plastic freezer bag or freezer-safe container.
Mm-hmm. When you want to eat the biscotti, simply pull them out of the freezer and thaw them to room temperature.
Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
We had a great time making vegan cranberry almond biscottis, and we hope that you'll try this recipe someday.
Perhaps you can share this little baked good with a non-vegan friend so that he or she can be veg, go green, and help save the planet.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.